بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا، أما بعد. We'll begin a discussion in regards to earning a halal livelihood. And from the ulama explain, when it comes to halal livelihood, there are two aspects. One is the food, the sustenance, the income. That in itself should be something which is permissible, jais, halal, wholesome. That a person's business, etc., and how he earns his livelihood, that is in conformance with Sharia, the dictates of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's one aspect of it, that whatever he's earning, there's no interest, there's no usury, and the item itself is halal, permissible to buy, to sell. The job that he's doing doesn't entail any interest, any gambling. But this outwardly, that must be permissible, halal, jais. And one is the spiritual aspect of it. That income can be halal outwardly, but when it comes to his character and his qualities as a businessman, then that is not in conformity to the dictates and teachings of deen. That his business is so-called Sharia compliant. But when it comes to dealing with people, then his akhlaq, his character, is that in conformance to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the sense that there's dishonesty, there's cheating, there's greed, there's malice, there's speaking of lies. So although outwardly that income will be halal, but spiritually ulama say it will be haram. Because you earned it in an impermissible way by speaking lies or overemphasizing the products that he's selling, criticizing the items he's buying or praising the items he's selling. The business he's doing, permissible, but the way he's doing it now is impermissible. Sometimes advertising also, is that correct what he's advertising? Or the way he's carrying out those items is in contradiction against and khilaf to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, he's selling clothing items, but the business is halal, but the item himself now, itself is not in conformity with Sharia. For example, as we all know, the ulama for more than 1400 years, they all have agreed that when it comes to animate objects, it's impermissible to sell or to buy. Any type of garment now that is has some murat, called murat or surat, eyes, animate, be this a head also, although there's no eyes, there's no mouth, but this the head itself, that too is impermissible. It should be effaced, it should be removed completely. So the business itself is permissible, so to say, but the item is impermissible, or the way he's selling it also is impermissible. So there are different examples ulama give, that a person now, he knows that how he's doing his business, maybe everything above board, but the qualities is impermissible. So in regards to this, ulama explained that when it comes to business, then very, very important for a person to get the rank, to get the maqam and status of a shaheed. A shaheed leaves his home with the intention not to return, and his wife, his family, they bid him farewell, don't know whether he's going to come back. And he gives his life in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has promised that person whose income, whose business is halal, is according to Sharia, and the qualities and the attributes with which he appraises his business is in accordance with the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that person is earning a livelihood, but he's getting the status of a shaheed in the eyes of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Among those qualities, ulama explained that honesty, trustworthiness, and reliability. And we know in this zamana, the period of time, how important these qualities are to be honest. Today we say we don't know who to trust. Sometimes family members, sometimes friends. And unfortunately, we hear it so commonly, don't deal with a Muslim. Don't deal with a Muslim brother. Unfortunately. Honesty, trustworthiness gives you the time, I'll be there. But doesn't pitch up, there's no communication, there's no update, whether I'll be there, what time, whether I'm coming, not coming. So honesty, trustworthiness and reliability. When it comes to our Sharia and Deen-e-Islam, Ulama explain that you will find in the past and present there is no other religion that emphasizes so much in regards to honesty, especially in trading and business. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam to emphasize how important honesty is, to keep your zaban, to keep your word, to be honest, to be reliable. The people can trust you with amanat. When you say something, you'll follow through even though you may be in dire need. To emphasize this, for 40 years in Makkatul Mukarramah, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, before Nubuwat also, displayed to the Ummatul Qiyamah what it is to be honest to the extent that his title before Nubuwat was As-Sadiq, Al-Ameen. The two outstanding qualities of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the truthful one, the honest one, even before Nubuwat. But the entire Makkah Mukarramah was able to keep the amanat and trust by Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and they had no doubt that they will get it back. Even though he may be in dire straits, even after Nubuwat, this title he earned to show to the Qiyamah that this is such an integral part. If you want anyone to believe you in your business, and more Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to bless you in your life, in your business, and this legacy of yours to continue in your family also. You will find people mentioned in the family that our grandfather or father was absolutely honest. His integrity, his trustworthiness, or they say he was chokus. Everything up to date, above board. Never spoke a lie, business ethics. And on that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the status of a shaheed, a martyr in the day of Qiyamah. So Nabi Ali Salatu Salam's qualities before Nubuwat As-Sadiqul Amin, the truthful one, trustworthy one, they could trust him. And Nabi Ali Salatu Salam mentioned also, La imana liman la amanata lah. The person who has no trustworthiness in him has no iman. His iman is deficient. These are two, what they say, twins. That a person has iman, it is impossible if he has iman, then he will not be trustworthy. And if he is trustworthy, then definitely he has iman. You can trust him, whatever it may be. And there's so many ahadith in regards to being honest, to be truthful, to be trustworthy. To the extent Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned that before Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove these qualities of honesty, trustworthiness from the hearts of people. When they will wake up in the morning, they will find that this quality has been removed because the amount of lies they will be speaking in the marketplace. False advertising, dishonest business ethics, etc. It will be removed to the extent a person who made, so to say, his dunya overnight. He said, Ma ajladu nas, how astute he is. How sharp, what a businessman he is. But his entire empire is based upon dishonesty, speaking of lies and shrewdness. But he'll be praised in the marketplace, he made it. But his entire empire is based upon qualities that are contrary to Shariat. And then when people will discuss in their circles about trustworthiness, Hadith Sharif says that they will mention, if you want to find somebody that you can trust, you'll find there's a certain person, a certain man, in a certain town, in a certain street, you can trust him. Meaning they'll be countable. They will be countable people, and people will know them that this person can be trusted. Besides him, you can't trust anybody else. It'll be a rare commodity before the day of Qiyamah. That no one will be able to be trusted. So these are very, very important qualities, my dear brothers. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has promised also, that a person who guarantees truthful of speech, doesn't speak lies, chastity, he controls his gaze, his tongue, he is honest, he has integrity. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, I promise that person Jannat for him. Jannat will be for him. When his salah is on his place, somebody asked Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that we have a person that is a namazi, magar chor hai, but he is a thief. We hear comedy, unfortunately, that person to Maulana also is in the first surf. Like how you find commonly people will say, Dari wala, topi wala. He's got topi, he's got dari, but now he's bring people down. So Hazratji mentioned to him, Asahiye, what you're saying, possibly he's in the first surf in the masjid, but now he's bring people down, he's dishonest. So the person asked, how can it be? He's reading salah, but he's doing the wrong thing. So Hazratji replied and he says, کہ چور نمازی ہو سکتا ہے مگر نمازی چور نہیں ہو سکتا. He says a thief can be a musalli, but predominantly in his life this story and this theft, dishonesty, and he's not trustworthy. But the true musalli has true love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he's conscious of his income, what he's taking in, what he's giving his family and children. He's a true musalli, and the salah will stop him from being dishonest. His salah will stop him. Inna salah tanha anil fahsha. Quran says salah will prevent you from fahsha, obscene acts, wal munkar, and evil actions. Salah will stop you. If he's a true, real musalli, and he has a true intention to do honest business, then his salah will help him. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. Subhanakallah.